Hola, mi gente. This is Jodeci's mom. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Hello, everyone, and this is Jodeci Maldonado, and you are on the Night Owls Late Night Podcast. And tonight we are doing the fourth essay in that collection of non-binary essays that I've been airing. All about the ups, downs, the woes, the happy moments of being non-binary. And one more time, folks, since it's been an episode since I mentioned this, but we have a new blog. Yay! You can find me at Jodeci Maldonado on medium.com. So you can also see some other stuff from me on that website. Feel free to subscribe and subscribe to this show, and we will be going into the next essay now. So let's go. The Rim, November 4th, 2017. Dear Jodeci Maldonado, you are the other half, the other possibility that did not take root here on Earth, but still exists in my soul. My masculine side. You are my given first name if I had been a boy. If I had learned to shave my face rather than my legs. If I had been wrapped in a blue blanket instead of pink at birth. You are my other life. You are a life lived in sports, sweat, and muscle tone. A life lived admiring my dad's truck that might someday be my own and getting a corsage for my date to the prom, wearing leather jackets just because they're cool, and slicking my hair with gel will always remind me of the movie Grease. Lounging with the boys, legs spread eagle because we boys aren't afraid to claim some territory. Leader of a pride, but loyal in a union to only one lioness, just like father always said. Cubs on the way, and what will they call me? Ma or daddy? Can I get down in the snow with them and wrestle as my dad did me? Or is it the societal role of mom to make the cocoa? What if you and I want to do both? All I know for certain is the sight of stars makes me dream, and that you breathe as I breathe because I have not forgotten you. The other side of the coin, the other option, I will try to live a life that walks the rim of that coin, so I can experience a life lived with two names, one given to a girl, the other to a boy. I am writing to my other half, the yang to my yin. Maybe there is a parallel universe where you exist and are writing to me, and I am you and you are me, and that is exactly as it should be. I wish we could meet at the midway, the intersection, or the median of the two worlds we call home. They call it non-binary here. Not much is written about it, which I guess makes you a little foreign to some, but to me you are an intimate other, almost like a partner in life who I can turn to when my inner compass is spinning haphazardly at life's latest phenomenon. I see you in my inner strength, which has always seemed so rough and tumble rather than soft and nurturing. If strength could have a gender, then for me it would be male, like you. My compassion would be the feminine part of me. I long to hold the middle ground, the no man's land of gender, and have my chest reflect these scarcely inhabited plains. To see muscle tone as a reflection of this more masculine self is something I have always imagined. For a time I had, as you know, for quite some time in high school, as I had been working out vigorously and started to tone up, and even imagined to keep it for some time. But with the mental breakdown I had and the subsequent pills they gave me, I gained weight and just have not had the drive to exercise as I once did ever since. This was before I thought much of my gender, so it didn't bother me as much then, or at least there wasn't this layer to it. I'm working on it now, though, as I get on a treadmill with my dad watching now. But motivation is a struggle, still, I have to say. I've always had the problem with self-esteem, self-confidence, and a general sense of faith in myself. But when I was closest to the equilibrium we both seek, I was happier. I'm not saying that equilibrium will fix my problems, but it would help. When I felt you near, I felt the strokes of confidence when I would don our favorite outfit just before my creative writing showcases in high school. I will work hard to get back to that equilibrium if you just wait for me. With wonder and curiosity, your female self. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.